Everybody, it's Louie. Welcome to the Passion Podcast, coming to you from absolutely amazing Hong Kong. We are en route to Passion Hong Kong. I thought since we got a little trend going here, we'd keep it up. So we are rolling through the streets of Hong Kong on our way to Hong Kong Convention Center. By the way, one of the most amazing venues on planet Earth. I know I said that about the place in Tokyo, which was fabulous, but I'm looking at this place out the window right now. Just think Sydney Opera House on steroids. Not quite as cool and iconic, but pretty amazing. And given as a gift by, I think, from the British to the folks of Hong Kong when the handover happened. And it just juts out onto the water, and it's just Hong Kong in every direction, which if you don't know what that is, you need to just go online, Google Hong Kong Convention Center, look at a couple of the photos, and hopefully we'll have some cool shots on the blog for you a little bit later tonight. But it's just Hong Kong is people in the sky, man. That's what it's all about. It's just up and up and up. And if there is a spot of dirt that is open and available in Hong Kong, they're going to build a 45 or 55 or 65 or 75 story something on top of it. And you go up the hill, you know, Hong Kong's kind of surrounded by hills. It's on both sides of the bay, across on Kowloon and over here on Hong Kong Island side. And it is just buildings everywhere you look, going up as high as you can go. People living literally up in the sky. And a bustling city, vibrant, alive, 7-8 million people. And it just goes all day, goes late into the night. And we are so happy to be here. It's incredible. Looking forward to something phenomenal tonight. Just on the way over, Brad's telling me about some students coming from Beijing, a little handful coming, maybe 15, 16, 17, something like that. And then another one of their students got a vision to bring some students from his school as well. A lot of these guys, some of them came on a train, check this out, 24 hours from Beijing in the mainland all the way to Hong Kong. You know they're just going to have their minds blown tonight to be in a place like this with thousands of other people like them lifting up the name of Jesus as loud as we possibly can. Others coming from Beijing with our friend Biscuit. If anybody knows Biscuit, a little shout out to Biscuit, who's just loving life in Beijing. But his church actually paved the way for over a dozen students to come be a part of this. A lot of them, first time they've ever been on an airplane. For most of them, first time they've ever been to Hong Kong. And, you know, I'm just thinking, what an incredible opportunity, not only to be around Hong Kongers, but to be around folks from the mainland, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and other provinces. I'm sure are going to be here just getting to be a part of introducing them to the story of grace tonight and introducing them to this idea of living for something that really matters. So, you know, Manila, what can I say to you? I don't know really how to thank you, but you guys have been huge, huge, huge wind in our sails as we've left the Philippines and headed to Hong Kong. You guys have been you've taken over Facebook, literally, and we have just loved watching it happen. And your enthusiasm, your encouragement, your prayers, you guys that are still wearing your wristbands today, a week later, and you're still hanging in there with us, and you're shooting us tweets and Facebook updates and just letting us know how much you're praying for Hong Kong. And I love that. You know, just to be really honest for you guys in the world, you get to Hong Kong, it's a pretty rich city. It's New York, London, Hong Kong. Those are your three major money centers in the world. And Hong Kong is it's an upper crust kind of place. And the Filipinos come to Hong Kong to work, to do the low-level jobs. They come to be the nannies and find the other jobs, which are obviously hard to come by in the Philippines. And so they're in some ways the servants of Hong Kong. And the kingdom of God, I love it. It turns things upside down. So now it's the Filipinos giving financially for Hong Kong, one of the richest cities in the world. And you guys gave so generously, something like, I don't remember the exact number, I want to say it was 735,000 pesos that you guys gave. and praying now like crazy. So anyway, that's the kingdom. It's turned upside down, and that's what Jesus does. And so we've got the Philippines, the whole 7,001 islands of them behind us right now, breathing the encouragement and faith into this night, which is really incredible. So here we are. It took us about 20 minutes inside this place. We have come up to, I think, one of the top floors. This place is phenomenal. Of course, we're in the backstage area. Got a cool little security guy back here. This is who we get to meet and see in life. And our driver has dropped us out, and off he goes. But here we are. We're headed in. We'll see what's like inside here. And I'll obviously be checking in with you guys through the night. But let's just pray right now. Thank you. And just believe God for something fantastic in this place. Lord, we just come in here in the name of Jesus. Definitely not coming in the name of passion or coming in the name of anybody, but we're coming in the name of the Son of the living God, that same Jesus that we proclaimed in Kiev, Ukraine, and London, England, Tokyo, Japan, Manila, the Philippines, and now in Hong Kong, China. And thank you for giving us the privilege, the opportunity, the freedom, the ability tonight to proclaim Jesus in a place where there's such an opportunity to leverage the story of grace for the hope of the whole world. And tonight we're just praying that seeds are going to be planted and put in the ground. Just walking out of this room, looking across this venue, looking at all these thousands of seats in here that are waiting to be filled up with young Chinese students, international students who are here in Hong Kong. And it's going to be really, really special to see that happen. So God, thank you for this. We're just trusting you and believing you for great and awesome things tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, it's going to be a great night. Just rolling into the space here. Top tier up in the back are all green seats. That looks exciting. Sort of the lower level risers is all yellow seats. And everything down here on the floor is a gray seat with a little red cover over it. And there's Mr. Tomlin and crew up there on stage getting ready for the opening video tonight. And they're rolling a little bit of it in Chinese, which is pretty awesome to see some Cantonese. Hello, Hong Kong. It's just beautiful to see that rolling along. So it's going to be fabulous tonight. Thank you guys for leaning in with us. Thanks for joining us on the Passion Podcast. I can't believe this is stop number 5, but we'll be back with you through the night. We'll keep you guys updated on how things are going. It's going to be a beautiful night. Take care. We'll be back soon. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's me again. Just checking in with you. Hope you're doing all right. You know, I know that when I check in with you, like it's only been like 1 second since I was just with you before, but it's been longer than that here. So when I come back and check back in, I'm really checking back in because it's been a while. So when those little gaps come, it's been a while. So I just want to say a couple of things. I want to say thank you to our team that's here. Some of our Passion staff team have picked up a lot of the weight here. Lois Choi has been an incredible partner to us here in Hong Kong. And then we've got a bunch of friends here in this city. In fact, I'm headed right now into our advisory meeting, which basically just means there's a room full of pastors and worship leaders and campus ministry leaders that have believed in tonight. And, you know, that's our model. We could have come here and said, hey, we've got David Crowder Band. We've got Chris Tomlin, just concert, sell tickets. And, you know, honestly, might have had the exact same number of people in the room as if we had done it the way we did, which was to try to build relationships with people and to partner with people to try to understand what is God doing. And so I just want to keep saying that because that's what brings unity. And unity is what makes the Spirit happy. And when the Holy Spirit is happy, the church begins to really look and act like a family, not like an organization is in competition with somebody down the street or somebody across town or somebody who has a different name or a different label or a different stream than we do. And, you know, I'm just like you. All of us have a human wiring system that is wired for competition. It's wired for criticism and suspicion. And granted, there's people out there in naming the name of Jesus and proclaiming that they're part of the kingdom of God, and you know, their teaching does not line up with Scripture. Their motives are not pure. And obviously, you just can't go and embrace that and say, hey, we just love erroneous teaching and we love people whose hearts don't seem to be in this for really serving people around the world. But I'm not really sure it's our job to, you know, be the barometers of that. I know that we have to be faithful. We got to speak the truth in love. And we want to do that as well. And we wouldn't just partner with anybody who showed up here tonight and said, hey, we like Passion and we want to partner with you. We want to partner with people who believe in Jesus, who believe in the word of truth,
who believe in the gospel that we're proclaiming tonight, that there is no hope for anybody until God did everything on our behalf. But there's a lot of people that God chooses to use. And I saw a tweet by Rick Warren this week, and I wish I could remember it. I'm not following him at the moment. But just an incredible tweet saying something to the fact that you and I don't get to choose who God uses. And God doesn't need our permission to use people that sometimes we don't agree with, and in some cases we don't even like. And I love that. You know, God uses who he wants, when he wants, where he wants, to do what he wants to do, to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. And so we're just doing a tiny little part. We haven't obviously even scratched the surface, but just a little part tonight to try to bring people into the building with us who are from different churches, different streams, different parts of this body of Christ, to say, man, we want to celebrate the Christ that you're lifting up and the gospel that you're proclaiming and the truth, the body that God's building where you are. So I love that. And I don't know that it's the easiest way to do it. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's the hardest, most expensive way to do what we're doing tonight. But it gives me and our team a lot of encouragement to walk out onto this platform tonight and know that we didn't just show up a bunch of people from America and raise up our flag called Passion and say, hey, we're doing a concert, anybody that wants to come, come. But we really are coming as the body of Christ tonight, as the church tonight, and I love that. It's what our heartbeat is, and it's going to be a beautiful night. I'm looking down at the set list for tonight. I know you're just dying to know, so here's the way it's going to roll. It's going to start at 7 o'clock with our opening Hello Hong Kong video in Cantonese, which I can't wait for. I hope they cheered all the right places and it translates into the right thing. I remember last time we were here 2 years ago, I got to tell you, our opening video was pretty quiet, and I'm not sure what was going on with that. I'm not sure if our translation wasn't good or if our idea wasn't right or we weren't connecting in some way, but maybe one of our most quiet openings was here in Hong Kong, so hopefully we want to change that tonight. Talwin is rolling right out of that with Chosen Generation, Sing, 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 Holy is the Lord, and then Our God, maybe Our God's debut here in Hong Kong. We're going to do a little welcome, going to show you crazy Filipinos cheering for the students here tonight. They're going to be fired up to see that. We're going to pray about tonight, and then we are going to transition into the message, it looks like. That's kind of cool. I'm just realizing that now, that we're going right out of prayer triangles into the message. Chapman, by the way, is translating for me tonight, and I love him. He has got such an infectious smile and a great spirit about him. Lots of good energy. It's going to be really good. After the talk, Lord willing, we're not sure how the Holy Spirit's going to lead us, but it looks like we're planning towards the stand, which is a beautiful way to come out of this message that we're carrying around the world. Jesus Messiah, and then Awakening. And then a little break, a little video sets up the David Crowder Band. They're coming with Here's Our King, No One Like You, Like a Lion, How He Loves, Joy. I Saw the Light, into I'll Fly Away, the hoedown moment, and then Oh Praise Him. I've got a little changeover coming, going to take an offering and just allow these students to give like you and Manila have given for them, to give for Sao Paulo, Brazil. We're coming your way, Brazil, by the way. Get ready. And we are going to be taking up an offering for you and praying for you tonight. And I'm not really sure how that's going to work. It's a little bit of a dilemma tonight because we got these purple Hong Kong wristbands, and I'm not too sure anybody's going to be up for wearing one from now till September the 3rd. But that is a challenge that someone will want to take, and that will be beautiful. And Chris is going to come back and end the night with Say Say, which has just been blowing up in every city we've done it in. And then How Great Is Our God, and ending with Our God again. So it's going to be a pretty fantastic night. It says we're ending at 10:04 p.m. I have a feeling it's going to be a little later than that when things actually wrap up here. But it's going to be a full and beautiful 3 hours of lifting up one great name. So I'm going to head into this meeting, going to meet these folks that I don't know, say hi again to the friends that we do know. I'm sure something else is going to happen. We're going to pray. We're going to roll in there and kick this thing off. So we're expecting great things. We're in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Convention Center, sitting out over the water, right in the middle of Hong Kong Bay. I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but that's what I'm going to call it right now, surrounded by one of the most amazing urban cosmopolitan backdrops on planet Earth, and we're lifting up the only name that really matters. So thanks for being along with us tonight and being on this ride with us on the Passion World Tour. We will hopefully have a little taste of Passion Hong Kong for you
as the night unfolds, and we'll be back with a story of how this thing really came together and what God was doing in our midst. So you'll be right there the whole time, but I'll be gone for a little while, so I'll be back soon on the Passion Podcast.
Here we are on the podcast.
So we're back in the green room. It's not green, but we're in the Crowder's green room.
Your wife said she walked in and her words were, "Wow, this is palatial."
It's a whole lot larger than my green room.
Well, I've not been to a lot of palaces. Mm-hmm. If this is, you know what I'm saying? It sort of lowered my expectation for palaces. Granted, it might be large comparatively, but palatial did not enter my head.
That's because she just came from where we are, and we're in Hong Kong style dressing room, which means about 2x2. Could get 17 people in there for a good meeting. It's a cool meeting we just had, by the way, with pastors and leaders from around China. We were in a little Hong Kong-sized room, about 8 feet wide and about 38 feet long.
The mat, I could almost hear them.
That was very Hong Kong in there, but it was pretty encouraging to be in there with all those people.
Is that not so? Like, we do these prayer meetings at each city. Mm-hmm. Some of them get close to that. I'm thinking back to, like, London, you know, and it's like, okay, we're just going to pray out loud. And it's like, whisper, 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 whisper. They were going for it. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, they were. It was very cool. And, in fact, I'll tell you, it's weird like that. You know, we were in Tokyo, and Tokyo you would think would be reserved. But, man, when we prayed out loud in the room, it was a roar. I mean, it was just coming unglued. And the Chinese apparently are into this well. So you're in Hong Kong, second time here?
Second time is the charm. We love it, man. I love this place. As I said in there, it's gorgeous. Flying in and just floored by the geography and the cities, the towers hanging on the side of the cliffs. It doesn't look like a good idea, but I'm sure glad they went for it because it's gorgeous.
So people back in Kansas are like, I haven't been to Hong Kong, so help me out.
So you're flying into the bay, and there are these little islands sticking. You know, it's like the I'm thinking I'm in a movie, you know, and I can... planes coming in over the bay, and they've got the city on one side of you, city on the other side of you. It's just city on both sides. And behind the city, these huge skyscrapers, there's this mountain, the peak. You can go up it. The peak you can get to the top of on a trip.
Did you go up it?
I did not go up it this time, but last time. This is a little quicker trip, and so, I was sleeping when I should be seeing the peak because I still don't know what time it is. But yeah, it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I think the haze has been bad this trip, and so every time I got ready to go up to the peak, kind of haze came in, couldn't see anything. Then we'd say, okay, let's don't do that, then it would clear up. You know, we did that about 5 times, but it's going to be a great night. What is you've played in thousands of places all over the world. What do you think is going to be unique that you feel, if anything, about tonight?
Well, already in the room, and granted, I kind of base a lot on the people that we wound up with before the night. I don't know if you do this as well, but they sort of set a tone for me. And so already there's an expectation level in me that's hopefully this will be a quite robust group, very verbal and responsive. And then yet there's a curveball that came with the guy who was, he said he was born on a small island just outside of or off the coast and grew up in Hong Kong, and he described the Chinese people as being pretty protective when it comes to Westerners and their ideas. And so I got a little nervous. I was like, man, what kind of Western ideas am I about
to save ourselves from the Westerners tonight? So, I remember Hong Kong last time, though, and they were going crazy.
My memory as well.
So I think that I have high hopes for big-time engagement. And something special about the fact that you and Tony are both wearing very, very bright yellow shoes tonight.
We plan this as a couple. We usually, the first thing I get asked is like, so what color shoes are you wearing tonight? And I say, yellow. And she goes, wonderful. I packed my yellow shoes too. I'm going to get them out.
Yeah. Well, they're very Hong Kong-esque, I might say, yours particularly. You have found your people over here in the Far East. They're about bright colors. And a big respect. I can't wait tonight to hear you guys play.
Our wonderful the host who was here last time and kind of hooks up. Well, is it Lois or?
Yeah.
Lois?
Lois.
So Lois, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, did you see her shoes?
Oh my gosh, she has on like pink or purple sparkly gold or
gold
shoes.
They're golden, man. I'm thinking those things, I would be so fast in those. They look fast. And so I was like, you're exactly right. I'm with my people.
Awesome. So here we are on the eve of Passion Hong Kong, talking shoes with David Crowder. And it's getting loud in here, which means there's a lot of people in here getting ready to pray. So we're going to do that now. And we'll be back with you guys a little bit later on the Passion Podcast. Thank you, David. We're on with the Passion Podcast right now. We have 300 listeners around the world. That was a joke. You weren't supposed to cheer for that. That was just a joke. Any Passion Podcast listeners in Hong Kong? For real? Like, you live in Hong Kong and you listen to the Passion Podcast. Anybody? Mr. White T-shirt back there? The ducking down, now I can't see you. Yeah. Come on. Come on, hurry. 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 Do you really listen to the Passion Podcast? Pardon? You started today. Oh, you're going to start after this. Okay. Anybody already listened? Yeah. Can you just say, hang on. Yeah. Can you believe that? Come on. Yes. Just come right down here. Watch out for the security. No, just come this way.
He's a friend of mine.
He's a friend of yours. It figures. Oh, yeah. Come on up here. No, don't. Just step on that chair. We'll pay for it if we break it. Okay. Now, what's your name?
Stanley.
Stanley. Yeah. And you know this guy?
Yeah, it's Chapman.
Yeah. You know Chapman. I know his name already. Yeah, but thank you. Everybody, this is Stanley. And so, are you a Passion Podcast listener?
Yeah.
And what else were you saying?
I heard you talk about tutoring. How to share Jesus through how all those things.
Has Twitter made it to Hong Kong yet?
Yes!
Okay, cool. All right, so Stanley, would you like to just say hello to everybody in the world that's listening? 300 people are going to hear this.
Yeah, hello, everybody in the world. We keep on subscribing Passion Podcast.
Little sales pitch. Could you speak Cantonese?
Could you just say something? There's probably a Cantonese listener out there right now, and they want to hear how this looks in their language. So can you just tell them what tonight's been about? You don't have to shout. It's just going right in. Just going right in the thing right here.
Okay. It's passion, passion.
I know. It's beautiful. I love it. Go for it. It's just you know, going over the thing. So.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah. Awesome. A new generation is coming for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Stanley. That's fantastic. Don't hurt yourself. Everybody give Stanley a hand. So this is for the world to hear. They'll be excited to hear so many people in Hong Kong who love Jesus. And this is for Sao Paulo to hear and know that you're praying for them. So there's a camera somewhere right there. So how about a shout for Jesus that reaches all the way to Sao Paulo? They're going to love that. They are going to go crazy. A couple of thanks really fast. You don't need to hear the thanks on the podcast, so goodbye.
So just a little bit of a taste of Passion Hong Kong. I know that it might not sound all that great for you guys listening, but I just want you to be in the room with us. And Crowder just blew the place up tonight. Jesus was so big in people's hearts. And, of course, Chris just leading like he always does in just an amazing way. But I'm standing back here. It's over. Incredible night. Incredible celebration. But I told you about some of these students that came from Beijing. I'll let you hear the recording first, and then I'll be back. Hang on. The exiting time will be a bit longer than normal. Please be patient. Please leave the hall through the 10 main doors near the stage. Escalators and lifts are available in the lobby area. Thank you for your attention. Welcome to Okay, we're going to give you a little taste of what it's like to do an event in Asia, but they played that thing about five times, so hopefully Jonathan edited it a little bit, so you just got to hear a little bit of it. But I'm standing here with Isaac. Isaac's going to graduate from university.
Beijing Forestry University.
He came 24 hours plus on a train to be here with seven other people. They picked up somebody when they got to Hong Kong and brought them along with them. But I met Isaac at Passion 2010. He was doing an internship in America, and got to come to Passion. Obviously won't get to come back to 2011 because getting a visa to come to America is not that easy. But tell them what you're studying and what you're going to be doing with your life when you graduate in July.
I'm going to graduate with a Turf Grass Management. So I just had an interview before I come from Beijing. I got a job from a South golf course. So I'm going to set on the position that God gave me and develop the golf industry and bring more brothers to God.
If that doesn't put a face on Passion Hong Kong, Isaac, you are the face of Passion Hong Kong, graduating from Beijing Forestry University in turf management. People think, what do Chinese university students do? Well, this one is getting a degree in turf management, already got a job in southern part of China at a golf course that wants to make Jesus famous. Can you make Jesus famous and be a turf manager at the same time?
Absolutely. God is great. How can we hesitate to praise his name?
So if you ever wonder what's going on in China, I'm telling you, God is raising up an incredible church here. And I'm looking in the face of one of the leaders of that church standing right in front of me tonight, coming right out of the heart of it from Beijing, and now going to this golf course, going to be living there for Christ, making his name famous, and also making the greens perfect.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? Yes. Perfect greens and lifting up the fame of Jesus all at the same time.
God will make that happen. God will make it happen. Totally.
Yeah, Isaac, man, I love you. I'm so glad you were here. I'm so glad I got a chance to meet you. I mean, to see you again. I met you before, but I'm so glad I got to see you again. And you guys spending the night here before you head back? How's that going to work?
Yeah. So we're going to stay at Noah's Ark.
You're going to stay in Noah's Ark?
Yeah. We got a really good price. Okay. Thanks for the Passion people who helped us and set it up.
Awesome. A lot of people think that Noah's Ark isn't a real thing. But maybe you found Noah's Ark. You're going to actually sleep in Noah's Ark tonight.
The guys from all around the world, I have to advertise you. You have to come to check out the Noah's Ark in China, in Hong Kong. It is really good. It's real.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, and I don't even know where Isaac's staying, but he's staying in Noah's Ark, and that's going to be exciting. And I'm glad you're here. Thanks for saying hi to everybody on the podcast.
Okay. So God is great. The reason that we come here, because God is truth. And why we are here? Because we are here for God, our own God.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Thank you.
Awesome. Take care. Just another hello backstage. Just met up with these cool guys from the chapel at LSU, who were the people who kind of connected Passion to Sam Liu. And Sam Liu needs no introduction to the Passion world. From D.C., the first time I met you. Just an amazing night, you giving your testimony, sharing your story with those students in Washington, D.C., and then being at Passion, and even at Passion 2010, everybody get to meet you via the little short documentary we did about your life in Guangzhou, and then here you are in Hong Kong again for the second time, and you brought, there's 40 of you guys came from Guangzhou, bunch of Americans, these LSU crazy people, and a bunch of Chinese people. as well. What's life like for you now in Guangzhou? What's God doing? What you feel? How'd you feel about tonight? And you were hoping that your friends were going to see something tonight that you've been telling them about. And can you see if it happened or not? I mean, could you tell as the night was going on?
I can tell. I've got a couple of pictures that I can prove that. Their face is just like, whoa, like jaw lower, like, wow, speechless. I asked them how they feel. They were like, wow, I can't even put it into words right now.
So most of them probably hadn't been in a room with, I think there were 2,700 or 2,800 people here tonight. Most of them hadn't been in a room with several thousand people worshiping like this before, had they?
No way. So tonight, I think for them, is very, very amazing.
They're able to see that this thing really is spreading all over the world, and it's big and it's huge.
Yeah, it's definitely eye and mind opening.
Yeah. So were all the people that came with you believers, or some of them in process of coming to know the Lord, or were all of them already at the place where they really understood what it meant to know Him?
Most of them are believers, and they are very excited about like discipling people. But one of the girls that came, she has been like arguing over about it, has a lot of questions, although she welcomed people to her house to host a Bible study, which is crazy. And tonight I asked her, I said, so what do you think? She said, wow, it's great. I said, what does Jesus say to you? He said, Jesus loved me. I'm like, yes, that Jesus loved you.
Yeah, that's the simplicity of it when you boil it all down, that just to know that's where it starts, that God created the world, but He knows my name, and He's crazy about me, and He loves me. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'm just praying for her. What's her name?
Jenny.
Her name is Jenny. And so all you guys out there listening to the Passion Podcast, pray for Jenny, who came from Guangzhou tonight with Sam and their crew, and who really, her takeaway tonight is that this God that you guys have been talking to me about, that He loves me. And I just pray and believe, and that's going to be the step for her. It's going to open her heart to come to know Jesus in a personal and powerful way. So you're famous in Passion world. You know, you are, everyone knows Sam Liu. It's incredible, isn't it? Isn't it awesome? As Chinese university student from the heart of the mainland, and now everybody in Passion knows who you are and what your life and your story is about. So what would you like to say to everybody out there in the Passion world about your life and about where God's leading you?
I just want to say that no one's life is perfect, and everybody stumble and everybody fall. I fall every day, but it's Jesus that raises me up. And if He is for us, no one can stand against us.
I love it. Our God blew up in there tonight, did it not?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to sing it in Atlanta, and so you already knew the song, but I mean, it just exploded in there.
Oh, it's crazy. It was loud. It's loud for Jesus.
Yeah, it's just amazing watching this happen city after city after city. And of course, Crowder, all of his stuff just went nuts. He's found his people here in Hong Kong, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Chris leading these new songs, Awakening and Our God, and just phenomenal. But I just want you to know, I love you so much.
Thank you.
Hopefully Shelly and I are going to get to see you tomorrow. But just thanks for coming. Thanks for bringing your crew with us. We believe that even greater things are coming in your life, that God has amazing things for you. And all the people listening to this today are praying for you, Sam.
Thank you.
Praying that God's going to raise you up and use you as a beacon and a light for all of China. I just heard, by the way, these friends of Sam's that have come from LSU and moved to Guangzhou, who are in Chongqing, this city at the Three Gorges, which I just found out about from a guy in Manila. And most of you guys listening to this are like, Chongqing, what is that? You need to go Google it. It's where the Three Gorges come together. And I'm not probably saying it exactly right, but a city of millions and millions and millions of people. And I was just told, I can't verify this yet, by these guys that were there checking it out, that there's a campus of 400,000 university students there. And I just believe that God is going to use you, Sam, to not see a dozen or 100, but to see thousands and thousands of Chinese students have their eyes open to see how great God is.
Praise the Lord. Amen, Louis. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. All right, guys. I think we're signing off tonight on the Passion Podcast. Everybody is completely tanked here. 3.5 hours worth of going for it nonstop. We got some folks to meet back here. I don't know who they are, but there's about 100 people back here. And I want to say hi to every single one of them. So thank you guys for praying and believing. If you want to invest in what we're doing, by the way, you can do that at 268generation.com under About. And then donate online. And we need your help to make this night happen and on our way to Sao Paulo in a few months and then to Vancouver, British Columbia. So if you've been listening, tracking, praying, and believing, you can also give And we would really love that. Watching these guys give tonight for Sao Paulo and pray for Sao Paulo was so amazing. But you can be a part of that as well, and we want to invite you guys to do that. And look forward to talking to you soon. Not sure where the next podcast is going to come from, but blessings to everyone. You are blessed. I hope you know that and you're living in that in a powerful way. God is big. He is bigger than Chicago, and he's bigger than Cleveland. He's bigger than Cincinnati. He's in China. He is in Hong Kong, Guangzhou, Beijing, Shanghai. He is building something beautiful all over the world, and nothing is going to stop him. So we'll be back with you guys soon on the Passion Podcast.